Saving money is key in achieving your financial goals, but how? We've compiled 5 tips from smart savers about how they save. Define your financial goals before they truly start saving. Smart savers decide on what they are saving for. This is a great way to maintain motivation. It also helps when creating your budget and deciding the most efficient place to keep your money. Budget creating a budget will help you understand your income and what percentage you can save each month. It will also help you realize where you are overspending and where you can potentially save money. Research where to keep your money. There are many ways to save money, and what is best for you depends on what you are saving for. You can put your money in a variety of places, including savings accounts, high-yield savings accounts, bond certificates of deposit, CDs, treasury bills and notes, etc. Each of these have their own pros and cons, and some will work better for you depending what you're saving for. If you're saving for long-term goals, it's best to create a portfolio, while you can use a savings account for short-term goals. Make savings a priority. Pay yourself a percentage of your paycheck to wherever you decided to keep your money as soon as you get it. If this can be automated, then do that. It is so helpful and you won't be tempted to spend it immediately. Leave your savings alone. Once you have created some savings, do not touch them. Only use them in case of emergency. This way you will not get into the habit of taking money from your savings, making it take that much longer for you to reach your financial goals. Smart savers employ many techniques when saving money. Defining your financial goals, creating a budget, putting your money in the most effective place, making savings a priority, and leaving your savings alone will all help you achieve your financial goals. Begin saving for your new car, dream home, or vacation across the world today. This story was made possible by our Community Partners Program. The editorial content and views expressed in the articles are not those of CheckFirst.ca and the Alberta Securities Commission. Learn more.